Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular audio podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about the show at our website, normalaudiostash.com. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. Welcome back to the Audio Stash today on this fine Friday. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Take a moment to join us at Normal to end marijuana prohibition in America. Just visit norml.org. We have our eBay auctions continuing to go, and we have like lots of bids on some stuff today. We've got a few hundred dollars worth of bids on some of the signed photos up there. The one with Alan St. Pierre and Tommy Chong, signed by Alan, that's being bid on right now. Don't worry, folks, we'll have brand new auctions up for you today. We have more signed memorabilia. We have some books that are going to go up tonight, as well as a really unique graphics. This graphics is signed by Jack Herer, Tommy Chong, Alan St. Pierre, and Keith Strupp. It is probably the most collectible signed graphics ever. And we're going to put it up there on eBay for the Normal Foundation today. Make sure you check out the eBay store, the Normal Gear store. We have links to it on our website at normalaudiostash.com. First up today, we've got news from Normal. Our news today from San Francisco, California. Roadside sobriety testing increases support for taxing regulating marijuana, study says. Public support for legalizing cannabis would increase significantly if a roadside field sobriety test were widely available to detect drivers impaired by pot, according to survey data published in the Harm Reduction Journal. Investigators at the University of Albany, State University of New York, analyzed national polling data of 1,002 registered voters regarding their attitudes towards taxing and regulating cannabis. Respondents were first asked, quote, "Do you agree or disagree that marijuana should be legally taxed and regulated, like liquor, tobacco, and gambling?" Close quote. Respondents were then asked, quote, "If police had a roadside impairment test for marijuana, like the one they use for alcohol, would you support or oppose marijuana being legally taxed and regulated, like liquor, tobacco, and gambling?" Close quote. The Normal Foundation commissioned Zogby International to conduct the poll. 36% of respondents said that they supported legalizing marijuana when initially polled. Public support for taxing and regulating pot jumped to 44% with the additional provision of roadside impairment tests. Investigators noted, however, that this increased support was not uniformly from those who had previously disagreed with the question. Quote, with the widespread use of roadside impairment tests, many voters may alter their perceptions regarding the legalization and regulation of cannabis, close quote, authors concluded. They continued, quote, campaigns that educate registered voters about the existence of roadside impairment tests for cannabis have the potential to increase support for reform, close quote. Although police and drug recognition experts in some states have modified standardized field sobriety tests, or SFSTs, to assess whether drivers may also be under the influence of cannabis, such testing is not yet widely available. Normal Advisory Board member Mitch Earlywine, who co-authored the study, said that behavioral testing such as modified roadside sobriety tests are preferable to bodily fluid testing for cannabis. The latter tests, though far more widely utilized, are invasive and typically focus on past use rather than evidence of current impairment, Earlywine said. According to previous studies of on-road crash data, past use of cannabis, as indicated by the presence of marijuana metabolites in the urine, is not associated with an elevated risk of accident. By contrast, drivers who test positive for THC in the blood above 5 nanograms per milliliter, indicating recent use of pot, are typically associated with an elevated risk of accident compared to drivers who test negative for cannabis and or test positive for levels of THC in the blood below 5 nanograms per milliliter. A case control study published last month in the Canadian Journal of Public Health reported that U.S. drivers involved in fatal crashes who had trace levels of cannabis in their blood or urine were less likely to have engaged in risky driving behavior than drivers who tested positive for low levels of alcohol. For more information on this story, please contact Paul Armentano, Normal Senior Policy Analyst, at area code 202-483-5500, or Dale Garinger of California Normal at area code 415-563-5858. Full text of the study is available online at www.harmreductionjournal.com. Next up today on the Audio Stash, it's time to check in with the happenings at celebstoner.com with the author of the site, Steve Bloom.
I want to be famous. I want to wear minks and satins and pearls.
Steve Bloom is a former editor of High Times magazine. His new project is keeping track of the celebrity stoners of the world at celebstoner.com. And he joins us for an update on the site each Friday right here on the Audio Stash. Steve, welcome back to the program today.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Doing great today, Steve. Happy it's Friday for sure. Steve, looking at these headlines at celebstoner.com today, first I see that there were a number of stars caught smoking pot, but not by police. They were caught by paparazzi out there.
Yeah, it's been an interesting week. Last week there were photos that were posted all over the web of Drew Barrymore and Cameron Diaz smoking, taking a holiday in Hawaii. There was a photo of Misha Barton smoking in her car. There's a photo floating around that I saw yesterday of Paris Hilton having like a little, like a joint, a burnt joint, and a zigzag papers in her car. So the stoner celebrity starlets are making an impact in the last couple of days. A lot of women out there smoke marijuana, to say the least, and a lot of these stoner starlets do. And people like Drew Barrymore, it's not a big surprise. Cameron Diaz has been on record saying that she smoked when she was younger. Drew, personally, I met her going back when she was dating the guitar player from Hole back when they were playing Lollapalooza, and I actually smoked with Drew after the show, and I've seen Drew since. I've run into her at shows when she was dating Fabrizio Moretti from The Strokes, who she's recently broke up with, and at a Kings of Leon show here in New York, we were all hanging out downstairs, and she was smoking then, too. So it's Drew's a really kind of like a hippie chick, you know, and she, you know, if you see her on any of the interviews on TV, I mean, she, you know, it's very clear that, you know, she kind of grew up in the wrong era, in a sense. You know, she should have grown up in the 60s. It's kind of perfect for her. And she's had a long experience with drug use, and, you know, she was, you know, using drugs when she was very young, and then she went through rehab, and then, you know, more recent years, I think probably, you know, her drug of choice is marijuana, which is the healthy and responsible choice.
And that Misha Barton picture, she was in a car, could be on set somewhere, it looked like.
But, you know, it's really hard sometimes to peg where these photos come from. Drew and Cameron are vacationing together now that they've both had breakups with their respective celebrity boyfriends. They're spending a little time together. You know, they're friends from Charlie's Angels and probably other projects. But and Misha, she's been dating a guy named Cisco Adler, who I think she recently broke up with as well. And Cisco's sort of known for his pot use and has been photographed coming out of a medical dispensary in California with his prescription. The photo of her just, you know, is kind of unclear. She's in a car, and she's smoking and exhaling. There's two photos. And sometimes these photos, they appear on sites on the web, and you're not quite sure, you know, where they came from. The photo of Paris Hilton that appeared yesterday on the City Rag website was really, again, unclear as to where that came from. I mean, Paris actually got into trouble yesterday when she was cited for driving with a suspended license. She's always getting into sort of driving problems, and she's had a recently, you know, a DUI settlement that she had made. So apparently her license is suspended, and she's not even supposed to be driving. Meanwhile, she buys a new Bentley recently for herself and is out there driving without the lights on, gets stopped, and next thing you know, they're impounding the car. Now, I don't think that was the car where the photo came from of the joint, the half-burnt joint and the zigzag papers, but, you know, I would trust the website City Rag. They're a good site that, you know, that it is Paris and it's not somebody else's, but sometimes it's a little unclear.
Also, Steve, CelebStoner.com this week got a big scoop and is offering some exclusive photos of a bag just jam-packed with some pretty good-looking mushrooms, and that stash was found on a college basketball player.
Well, there's been actually a number of college basketball players that have run into some problems with the law in the last few months, and the most recent one and the most high-profile is a guy named Josh Hatevelt, who's a center for the Gonzaga basketball team, which is a pretty you know, well-known basketball program out of Spokane, Washington. And Josh and a friend, another player on the team, Theo Davis, were caught a few weeks ago driving, you know, basically a traffic search, something similar like their lights were off or something like that, got pulled over. And when the police started to do their interrogation, they, you know, peered into the car, you know, probably with a flashlight, saw a backpack, and the backpack was open, and spilling out of the backpack was a huge baggie full of mushrooms, you know, psilocybin magic mushrooms. And they were, you know, promptly arrested for that. And he claimed that that he didn't know how it got there, although it's 33.2 grams, a big bag. And he says that he knew who grew it, so it's like a home mushroom grower, perhaps, you know, who provided that or somehow or other stashed it in his bag unknowingly. Whatever the reason, I mean, I'm not going to not take Josh's side on this because I don't know. And, you know, and obviously, you know, I'm not opposed to, you know, the guy using mushrooms. You know, but he is a basketball player and a good player on the team as well. He's a 15-point-a-game, you know, a 6'11", you know, forward center type player. So he and Theo, by the way, also, he was, when he was searched, they found like a kind of like the end of a blunt, kind of sort of a roach blunt on him. Theo wasn't charged. They're basically putting the charge on Josh, you know, for the mushrooms. And so those photos sometimes are hard to come by, and I do a lot of searching around the web to try and, you know, you know, track these down. And fortunately, there was a website that had acquired the police report and the photos, a Spokane, Washington website, news site. And I was able to, you know, get the photos off of that site. And they're very graphic photos. I mean, the bag, you know, is just a really complete full bag. And also he had three what they were calling muffins, chocolate muffins, that the lab had determined, you know, had mushrooms baked into them. So he had that and the bag of mushrooms. So, you know, he's in a lot of trouble, unfortunately. But the photos are great. And, you know, I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not trying to exploit him in any way. But, you know, we're out there digging around and seeing what we can find. And, you know, this was something we came up with. And it's kind of a rare, you know, find sometimes to get these photos. So did post them all. And, you know, I wish Josh the best of luck. And I hope the charges get dropped.
So chocolate mushroom muffins. Seems this player was quite the off-the-court chef as well.
You know, the type of stuff that's pretty common on a fish lot or a dead scene, you know, where people are buying, you know, things that are, you know, interesting mixes, you know, chocolate, mushroom, kind of like balls and stuff like that are kind of popular. And I think this is something that, you know, somebody was baking out there. You know, figures, you know, it's Washington, Oregon, places like that, you know, where, you know, it's more common for people, you know, to be perhaps using mushrooms, and maybe they're a little more readily available, and the culture is, you know, a little, it's a little more prevalent out there. So, you know, it's a little bit of a shock that these college basketball players would take this type of chance. You know, their career, I mean, here's a guy whose career is, you know, totally on the line. You know, he goes to jail, or, you know, he goes through a long legal proceeding over this thing, you know, over this. It's going to really, you know, knock him down. I'm not sure whether he's a senior or junior, but it's going to certainly knock him down out of the draft if he really had any professional aspirations. So it's a real rough blow for him.
And, Steve, with photos of folks like Drew Barrymore and Cameron Diaz out there this week, I mean, these folks do have a lot to lose if they're arrested, but they're certainly not hiding away and hiding their marijuana smoking in some fear of prohibition.
Well, you know, it's true, and you know, let's just face it, all these celebrities are just like us. You know, they like to get high. And the difference is that they're in the public eye, and so they might get seen, or they could get caught like anybody else, but there'll be a lot bigger headline about it. And, you know, maybe because they have, you know, lawyers and the money to spend, you know, they can get out of things pretty quickly. But the other side of the coin is that it's going to get publicized to the degree that it might impact their lives and their careers, you know, negatively. You know, getting caught, you know, I think it actually raises their cool quotient, you know, to be seen with a joint. You know, it's okay. But to get busted is another thing, and especially athletes who are really, it's much more taboo, you know, to use any type of drug. And, you know, rock stars and film actors and TV actors, it's, you know, it's not the worst thing. You know, you get busted, yes, it's a problem. But if you're photographed and, you know, so what? What does that mean? You know, all of a sudden the police are going to start hounding you because, you know, we're seen, you know, smoking a joint on a beach in Hawaii? I doubt it, you know. So it's not really a problem. And I think it also indicates that people like Drew, you know, Barrymore and Cameron Diaz, you know, support the cause in their own way because they're not fearful of smoking in a public place where they're being surrounded by paparazzi. You know, they could have known. They probably know that, you know, paparazzi are around. You know, Drew Barrymore and Cameron Diaz, it's a big money shot just to get them laying around on a beach, you know, much less, you know, get them with a joint. So, you know, so there's a lot of value in that. So they obviously don't care, you know, but if you get arrested, that's a different thing. That really does impact your life and your career.
Well, Steve, it's always a fascinating discussion to talk about these headlines at CelebStoner.com. I want to thank you again for joining us here today.
Hey, I love my visits to Audio Stash. Keep up the great work, Chris.
Many thanks, Steve. Steve Bloom is the former editor of High Times magazine. He's still editor-at-large for High Times. His newest project is CelebStoner.com, keeping his finger on the pulse of celebrity stoners of America and the world. We have links to it. Again, that's CelebStoner.com. Steve joins us here on the program every Friday.
I want to be famous. I want to wear minks and satins and pearls. I want to be famous more than just any old girl. I want to have eyes as blue as the sea. I want all the people to look at me. I want my own show on TV. I want to be that girl. I want to be famous, eat out at Sardi's, have parties at Spa.
Now Next up on the Audio Stash today, we're going to run a full highlight of the submissions to the Normal Cannabis Clip Contest. The competition for short announcements or commercials on behalf of Normal was created by Ron Mann, the producer who brought us the Grass DVD. Let's play one of those clips right now. This was one of the funniest entries in there. It features an animated newscaster doing a sort of parody of Normal News up there. This was submitted by Matthew Lawson, and we have links to the whole clip up at normalaudiostash.com.
This is Bud Nugsworth with Weed TV's 420 News Brief. In national news, Chance Derricks became the 149,222,109th American to have experimented with marijuana, effectively shifting the 51% majority of the national population into the category of past and or present marijuana users. We have Mr. Derricks on the studio line to speak briefly about his achievement. Mr. Derricks, are you with us?
Totally am, bud. It's cracking.
Mr. Derricks, were you aware of the magnitude of your indulgence in regard to the American marijuana prohibition debate?
No, not really. I was just playing Texas Hold'em, and Steve comes over, and he's got this bag of weed, so I was up like $20 and figured, what the hell, never smoked weed before. It's time to celebrate.
So you had no idea you would become the most popular marijuana user in the United States?
That's about right, bud. I got real baked, and I ate half a jar of peanut butter. I didn't have a clue until the radical dude with the hair and glasses busted in with the big cardboard check and stuff. Craziness.
Craziness, indeed. This has been Bud Nugsworth with Weed TV's 420 News Brief.
That clip was from Matthew Lawson. You can watch it through a link we have at normalaudiostash.com. And we're going to speak with Ron Mann, the producer of the Grass DVD and also the guy who sponsored the Normal Clips contest on the Stash here today. Ron, thanks for joining us here again today on the Audio Stash. And tell us again what the vision was for this Clips contest for Normal.
The inspiration for me was a clip that went around the web a couple of years ago called the Meatrix, which promoted veganism. And I think that we can't buy time really on television, so viral emails reach potentially everyone who is on the internet, and that's a lot of people. You know, about a year ago, no one knew what YouTube was. And you know, there's so many, it opens up, like 60s guerrilla theater did, you know, do something fun, but reach an audience that, you know, you wouldn't reach in mainstream media. And what I find incredible is, you know, a month or so ago, there was a clip called Spider on Drugs, or Spiders on Drugs. And have you seen this? It's fantastic.
I haven't.
And, you know, so many people went global. And it was just, it's just a fantastic way to reach people. And I think it reaches also people who sit on the fence. You know, when people mail each other QuickTime movies or YouTube links or whatever, Google Video links, they're people sitting next to them, you know, check out what's on their friend's computer. And so it's reaching not just the reach an audience that is progressive and is already on side. It's people that are sitting on the fence. You know, why a commercial? I mean, the commercial form is short, but mostly the way I see it is that propaganda is the cornerstone of drug policy, and we need to create our own propaganda. We need to raise consciousness about, you know, how disastrous the current administration's drug policy is. For me, the message is to stop arresting marijuana smokers. You know, we need compassion and we need justice. I mean, I was happy to ante up $1,000, you know, and challenge, you know, people who have video cameras to go out and create their own media. And so, and what the results were fantastic. I think there were over 175 entries. So the competition was kind of fierce. I mean, ultimately, I think you want people to see this. I mean, I said at the beginning, the Meatrix was one of the inspirations. Another was MoveOn.org, which was the, you know, a movement of people who were, you know, during the election, you know, who were working towards, you know, creating a media campaign. You know, you can involve as many people on so many different levels to whether, you know, it's the internet or any media stream to get this out there. It's really a tool. You know, Billy Bragg has a song where he says, you know, the revolution's just a T-shirt away. And I sort of think this, you know, the same thing is true for, you know, these clips. You know, the revolution is just a clip away. And the more people you can get to see it or wear it, you know, the better.
So many of these entries were just so very cool, Ron. We got such a wide array of content.
Yeah, it was, you know, there's so many of them that were just they were all very, very different. Some were using animation, some were using live action, some were parodies, some were mashups, some were, you know, original. I mean, they were all original, but they were, it was really interesting. There was one that was made about medical marijuana, and the point was to grow your own medicine. And I thought that was fantastic. Because each one was political, and each one was used humor. There were a lot of talented people out there. There's one that had a fantastic soundtrack. One of my favorite clips is it had images of ordinary citizens.
I know just the one you're talking about. It had a great message, sort of everyday people. Let's go ahead and play that one right now, Ron. It's called Responsible Average Smokers. Uproot the Propaganda, Not the Plants by Jim Cutie.
You know what we all have in common?
We are
all adults who use
marijuana responsibly.
Visit normal.org today. Learn how you can help end marijuana prohibition in 2007. Uproot the propaganda, not the plan.
Responsible Average Smokers there. That was a very good submission from Jim Cutie. And all of these clips really do go very far, and just having them out there to change the media environment about pot.
The dominant culture is you know, you can turn it on its head. And it simply doesn't what we see in straight media doesn't necessarily represent, you know, what everybody thinks or feels. We're always told, or we're led to believe that, you know, straight media, that this is the majority, and it's not.
And Alan St. Pierre's entry was really the dynamic one with the blocks. Let's play some of the audio from that clip right now.
We're at war. At war against a plant. A war that can never be won. Marijuana can kill you. If you smoke 15 tons in 15 minutes, the equivalent of eating 10 raw potatoes.
That Blocks clip was just too cool, and folks can view it with a link we have at normalaudiostash.com.
There, you know, there's just straight facts, you know, and there's a lot of talented people out there, you know, and you know, when I was growing up, I used to think that I wish that there were other people I knew around me who were like-minded about pot politics. And what's great about, you know, as I got older, you know, and realized that there was an organization called Normal out there, I kind of felt that, oh, wow, I just kind of connected with all these people who Normal, and now through the web, and whether it's on MySpace or you know, through podcasts like this, you realize that it's a very large group of people who are like-minded and think like you, and you know, and are politically minded and want to do something about it. It's an active group, is what I'm getting at. It's exciting to be around, you know, be a part of this movement. Because ultimately, we're on the right.
We're with the producer and director, Ron Mann, talking about the Cannabis Clips contest he produced for Normal, the winner receiving $1,000 for their video or flash animation short. And we have links to view tons of these clips right now on our website at normalaudiostash.com. Ron, we're living in a very interesting and cool age of online media right now. So tell us what you think of all this digital content.
My feeling is that we're in a changing environment in the media, and we can use these tools now. The tools are accessible, you know, cameras and editing equipment. A long time ago, we didn't have the printing presses, essentially, to communicate with others, and now we do, and it's empowering.
Well, Ron, first I want to thank you for sponsoring this Cannabis Clips contest, and many thanks, Ron, for joining us here on the Audio Stash to discuss the entries.
Oh, hey, thanks a lot for the opportunity to talk to you.
Ron Mann is the producer and director of the Grass DVD and sponsored the Normal Cannabis Clips contest. We have links to view the entries at normalaudiostash.com. Let's play another one right now.
Moving too fast to take time for the things you really enjoy? Positiva can help bring back the pleasure of activities you used to love. Some of the highlights of Positiva may include increased appetite, lower blood pressure, and significantly lower stress. People who take Positiva discover a whole new outlook on life. Positiva may not be right for everyone. Consult your physician today. Positiva. Now you have a choice. A positive choice. For more information, visit us online at www.normal.org.
That was a clip called Positiva, created for the Normal Foundation as a public service announcement for Ron Mann's Normal Clips contest. We have links to more of those clips out there at normalaudiostash.com. Listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Make sure you visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. That's normalaudiostash.com for more information about every day's show. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. See you at 4:20 tomorrow. Podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.